I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
For the first time in 13 years, the co-hosts of Gamertag Radio are going to have the first live recording in front of an audience during PodFest 2018. This live recording event is free to attend February 9th, 2018 from 6 to 7 p.m. It's going to take place at PodFest Multimedia Expo 2018 in Orlando, Florida. See Paris, Pete, and Danny live at PodFest 2018. For more information, head over to gamertagradio.com or podfest.us.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Worldwide. Podcasting since 2005.
Take it out.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
Back on the scene.
With your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 719. This is your host, Danny. And this week, I'm going to be by myself because, you know, Paris, he's not here. P is also having issues with his internet. So he's probably not going to be joining us till next time. So I'm by myself. So, this episode is going to be very special to me. And I'm going to explain to you why in a few minutes. All right, head over to GamertagRadio.com. You can find us over there. Share the content if you can. You could also find us on iTunes. And now it's called Apple Podcasts, of course. Go over there. You can subscribe, review us if you can. That will help us big time. We need your support. Make sure to review us. You also can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and other podcast directories.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, a couple things I want to mention before we talk about what I have planned for this episode is, you know, a few things. Let's go with this one first. For those that already know, you know, I've been part of this documentary that came out a couple months ago on iTunes. It's called The Messengers, a podcast documentary. It now came out on Amazon Prime. So if you have Amazon Prime, you could stream this totally free. Check it out because, you know, Gamertag Radio is featured. You know, it has a very long story about me out of everybody there that's part of the documentary. So make sure to go check it out. It's totally free if you have Amazon Prime. And if you like the movie, go to Amazon and post a review. It will help us out big time. And we'll see what happens in the future. We're trying to post this in different locations, you know, like Netflix and so on. So go for it right now. Go to Amazon Prime on your device, TV, Xbox, doesn't matter, even on your mobile phone, and search for The Messengers, a podcast documentary. It's totally free for members of Amazon Prime. Go over there right now. All right, so on this episode of Gamertag Radio, I want to make something special because I have to go back with this right here. You know, 16 years ago, I started, you know, internet radio. I was experimenting. You know, I was taking my tape recorder to different locations. You know, I went to the Xbox Unleashed back in November of 2001. Also, at the same time, that same week, you know, Nintendo had their event called the Nintendo Q Club. This was an event where they were promoting the GameCube right before it came out. You know, so at that time, man, the debate was like, which one's going to be better, Xbox or GameCube? Xbox and GameCube. It was all about the controller. It was all about the games. It was an awesome, awesome time. We had a great, great discussion with a lot of people. So what I did was I took my recorder and I interviewed a lot of gamers that was in line also at the event. I spoke to them, you know, while they were playing some of the games that was available for hands-on, which at that time was Star Wars, Rogue Squadron, Luigi Mansion. They had Pikmin. They had Madden. They had a bunch of games there available to play. So it was cool because I found this a couple days ago because, you know, the other day, my hard drive, a 2 terabyte hard drive, got damaged because, you know, we had some visitors. They had their dog here. And while I was editing, the dog came out of nowhere and dropped my hard drive. I had stuff there from the 1990s all the way to now. My first iPod, I had a bunch of music there, of course, images, you know, past interviews. I even had raw unreleased material of GTR that I've never released there. And also this, I had this, you know, on inside my hard drive, and I found this. I don't know how. I was just digging, you know, different folders here on my laptop, and I had a copy. So this has never been released before. This was recorded over 16 years ago. And I want this to go out there so people could have this saved, you know. And there's a lot of podcasts now in 2017, which is great. More going to be launching it every day, even next year too, which is good. But, you know, it's good to also have something that's history. You know, I've never released this before. And I'm curious to see what you guys think about this, man. You know, this is the time where, like I said, it was the GameCube and the original OG Xbox. You know, a lot of the people that were I was interviewing on this podcast back then, they were like, man, the graphics looks real. Oh, my God. The games are so... Of course, a couple people didn't like the GameCube. They talked about that. But it's interesting to hear that because, you know, at the same time, we learn about the history. We get to know the feedback from the gamers back then. You know, I love that. You know, I even go to my old magazines and like EGM, GamePro, and so on. I like to read what they were writing about these consoles from back then. It's good to know about that, you know? So it's not all about what's going on now. It's good for us also to learn stuff that happened back then. I think it's part of history, and that's why I wanted to release this, you know, on a podcast. So I was nervous. I didn't know what I was doing. Also, this was recorded from my tape recorder. I interviewed Nintendo. I was extremely nervous. I remember Nintendo took me to like a private room at the venue because the music was so loud and we couldn't do the interview there. So we talked about that. I even mentioned Phantasy Star Online that was coming for the GameCube. I asked them about that. But Nintendo, they're very secretive. They won't answer a lot of questions, you know. But hey, I'm going to put it here so you guys can check it out. So, all right, so once we come back, probably going to mention a couple other things, and I hope you guys enjoy this. This is a special, special episode of Gamertag Radio recorded 16 years ago from my old show that was called Game Voice. Check it out. We'll be right back after this.
I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
LV, our home insurance comes from the heart. It's not just about giving you a personal claims handler to take care of you all the way. It's about looking after you in other ways too. Like when you go direct to us, buy online and get a massive 25% discount. To see how much you could save with the Which Insurance Provider of the Year 2017, go direct to lv.com. Online discount for new customers only excludes home emergency and home legal expenses.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
Welcome, welcome. This is Godfrey live at GameCube Cube Club. What's your name? Where are you from?
Mike, from New York.
How's the reaction so far to GameCube?
It's pretty hot. Great graphics.
You're playing Pikmin. Is it kind of confusing so far?
Yeah, it's confusing for now. I just got on and I'm not sure what to do. But I'm going to get it soon.
So what do you think of this game so far?
It's pretty high. I'd say it'll be a good launch game.
All right. So, I mean, I'm confused right now. I mean, you actually just collect Pikmin, right? That's what you have to do right now?
I'm trying to gather them. Gather Pikmin.
Okay. So what do you think of the GameCube, the size and the control? You feel comfortable with it so far?
The control's mad comfy.
You plan to get a GameCube or Xbox next week?
I'm getting GameCube. Oh, definitely GameCube not Xbox,
What kind of games you planning to get for the GameCube then next week?
I was thinking of Star Wars and Waverus.
You tried Star Wars already?
I'm gonna try right after.
You gotta try it, man. It's pretty good, pretty good. All right, man. Thanks, man. All right, we live, ladies and gentlemen, live over here at Cube Club. And we're gonna check out the reactions of the people right now. Let's see what's going on. Hey man, what's your name? Where you from?
My name is Edwin Perez. I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
All right. So what do you think of the GameCube, man?
It's pretty good. I think, to tell you the truth, I think it was a little bit better than the Xbox in some of the graphics.
Okay.
I'm probably like in the minority about that, but because I went to the Xbox thing out in New York and it was disappointing. Yeah, it was disappointing. This, they got the HDTVs and it's just like make everything like off.
What do you think of Luigi Mansion?
It's all right.
It's all right.
Pretty good for a launch game.
You plan to get a GameCube next week?
Yeah, it's $100 less than that. That's
save money right there.
Yeah, that's why. Right.
And you want to say anything to the fans that haven't played GameCube yet?
You know, you gotta do research, try and play the games wherever you can. And if you like it, get it. All if right. not, then...
All right, cool. Are we going to get more fans' reaction right here in the Cube Club? What's your name? Where you from?
My name is Melissa. I'm from Long Island.
So what do you think of the GameCube so far?
I think it's cool.
You think it's cool?
Yeah.
The control, is it comfortable now, the control?
I don't know. I have to get used to it. There's so many buttons.
Are you planning to get the GameCube next week?
Yeah.
What games are you planning to get?
I want Luigi's Mansion and Pikmin.
Oh, Pikmin. You played Pikmin before? You haven't tried it?
I was playing it before.
Nobody knows what you have to do in there.
I'm trying to figure out how to throw them to hit the enemies, but it's fun.
So what do you think of the Xbox? You haven't played it yet? Any reaction?
I saw it, but I like Nintendo better.
Nintendo?
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get more feedback right now from over here in the GameCube Crew Club. What's your name? Where you from?
Chris. I'm from there, from the Bronx.
The Bronx? Yo. So what do you think of the GameCube so far?
Loving it, man. I'm loving it. Loving it. It ain't nothing that I've seen before. It looks way better than the PS2 so far. And I'm loving the game. It's just like playing the movies, Star Wars.
Right. Oh, Star Wars. Wait, this is your first time trying out Star Wars?
Yeah, for the GameCube, yes. I played it for other system. I went and played it for the PS2, and they don't compare. No way.
No way?
No way, man.
Yo,
no way.
Speaking of other systems, have you tried the Xbox?
Yeah, I was at the Metrodome. I played the Xbox.
So what do you think of the Xbox and GameCube next week, the big fight?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the GameCube, this is the only game that I've seen so far that is made for people my age. Because most of the other games are like little kiddie games. That's the only thing I think the Xbox has over the GameCube. But so far, graphically, the GameCube is winning it. Because I play like most of the games on the Xbox, and I like the couple, but nothing look compared to this. No way.
Yo, so what do you think of the design of the GameCube and the control?
Loving it.
It's nice, right?
Yes. The system, the house tiny, and the control feels wonderful. That's what I hate about the Xbox. It's feeling like a potato in your hand. It was huge, man.
Yeah.
But I'm loving it, man. So far, I'm feeling it totally, man.
So what you want to say to people that haven't even tried the GameCube yet?
They gotta pick it up. I wasn't sure myself until I came here to play. That's why I came. This is the only game I wanted to play, really. Because all the other games I played, because I got the Japanese system.
Okay.
So this is, I couldn't play this, so I just wanted to feel this, and this shit is awesome. You gotta pick it up.
All right, man. But that's a lot, man. All right. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're live over here in the Cube Club, and we're gonna get other fans' reaction later on. We're gonna get an interview with someone from Nintendo. So far, the Cube Club looks wonderful right now with a lot of people playing different games: Star Fox, Madden 2002, Wave Race. Also, Super Monkey Ball and Luigi Mansion. We're gonna get more fans' reaction in a few minutes. All right, Game Boys. Are we live in the GameCube? Yo, what's your name? Where you from?
I'm Valdez from the Bronx.
Yo, what game you playing right now?
Monkey Ball.
So, what do you think of the game and the GameCube?
It's hot. It's incredible. So check out many games that they have. They have Monkey Ball, Rogue Leader, incredible game. Pikmin, hot.
Have you tried any other games for the GameCube so far that you like?
I tried all of them and they're all great.
So what do you think of the control of the game?
Control's simple and it's nice. It fits perfect in your hand.
So have you played any Xbox games that you think, what do you think of the Xbox so far?
I haven't played any, but I prefer the GameCube over the Xbox so far.
Any last words to anybody that haven't played the GameCube?
To play it, to come down here to this club. We got a couple more days left. Come down here, try it out.
All right, man.
All right.
Thanks a lot. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're live over in Kim Club. What's your name? Where you from?
Richard. I'm from New York, the Bronx.
So what do you think so far of the GameCube?
I think it's great. I mean, the graphics are awesome. The game's really fast. There's no slowdown at all. I mean, I'm totally amazed by just looking at some of these games and playing Monkey Ball right now.
This game is Super Monkey Ball. What do you think so far of the game, though?
It's pretty good. It's fun. You know, I didn't think I was going to like it, you know, but I really like it a lot now.
Really, it's really kind of addicting, though, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a lot of fun.
You ever have any problems yet with the control, right?
Huh?
You ever had any problems with the control yet, right?
No, not at all. It melts into your hands. It's true what they say all over the internet. It feels so comfortable.
Yeah, it is well designed and everything.
Yeah.
So are you planning to get a GameCube next week?
Yeah, definitely.
What games are you planning to get?
I already ordered Rogue Squadron. I have it at home.
That game is out of this world, man. It's crazy. Yeah. I know, but that's a lot, man.
All right,
man. Yeah, we're live over here at GameCube Club. What's your name?
Ricky.
Where you from?
The Bronx.
Bronx. So you're playing Luigi Mansion so far. What do you think of the game?
It's great. It's a great game.
What was it about so far? I haven't played the game, so I don't know.
Okay, well, the lighting effects are great. One of the first things. It's a little hard to get used to the control, but other than that, it's really fun. I mean, you know, the more you play, the more you get into it.
Yeah. Mario's not in this game, though, right? Or you got to look for him or something?
Yeah, Mario's actually in the house somewhere, abducted by the ghost, so you have to keep rescuing him, so you have to go through all the house.
So how's the control for that game?
Well, the control for the game?
For the game.
Well, it's very accurate. So it's very point. I mean, it's really good. But you got to get used to it. This is for the light, and this is for the directional pass. So it's kind of funny. You know, you got to get a little bit used to it. But other than that, when you get used to it, you get into it.
Are you planning to get this game during launch?
Yeah, I already pre-ordered this one. I pre-ordered this one at Rogue Squad.
That's the game right there, You try it, Rogue Squadron, so far?
Yes, I already did.
Man, that game is incredible so far, man. That's like my favorite game so far.
That is my favorite game so far. But I like this one. I think it's very cute, you know. I mean, I have a little brother, but I think I'll have fun playing this, you know. That's a fun factor to it. It's kind of funny. It made me laugh a couple of times already.
Have you tried other games like Pikmin and...
I haven't tried any other games yet.
No?
I have. Oh, I tried on Smash Bros.
How is that game?
That's very good. Excellent game.
I was trying it. The control was kind of funny.
You gotta get used to it again. You know, they move some of the controls. They move them around, so you gotta get used to the control. But other than that, it's very comfortable.
You wanna say anything to people that haven't tried the GameCube yet?
Well, I'll tell you what. For less money. I mean, it's $200. You get more for your buck. One thing. Plus, you have the exclusive games for Nintendo, which you can't get on the Xbox or the PS2. So regardless, let's say if you have an Xbox or you have a PS2. You should get this one. You won't get game for it.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, man. We're live over here in the Q Club. What's your name? Where you from?
Austin. New York City.
What do you think of Eternal Darkness? I haven't tried it yet.
I mean, what I think of it is it better come out now because this, you know, this
it's
is...
good, pretty good?
Yeah.
How's the control for that game?
Right now, it's really responsive. I mean, it's far more responsive than anything Resident Evil has to offer. And, I don't know, it's just intuitive. It's very intuitive, very comfortable. You know, everything flows smoothly.
Are you planning to get a GameCube or the Xbox next week?
Xbox, no. GameCube, yeah. I already pre-ordered my GameCube, so.
What game is this one?
Nah, because this one doesn't come out for yet. This one comes out in February.
All right.
So, but I'm getting, what am I getting? I'm getting Rogue Leader, Luigi's Mansion, and Wave Race.
Have you tried those games yet?
Nah, I haven't. I'm about to.
You should try the Star Wars.
Yeah,
it's the bomb.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's for the people that haven't tried the GameCube yet.
Try it now. Try it now. That's all I gotta say.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
All we live in the Q Club. What's your name? Where you from?
My name's Dominic. I'm from Brooklyn.
So what do you think of Brave Race for GameCube?
Pretty good. I already have it pre-ordered, so I'm just giving it a quick try out before I buy it, make sure I get it.
How's the control for this game so far?
It's all right. It's a little tough, like, in the beginning. In a couple of minutes, I'm sure I'll be able to get a hand of that. Pretty good. Star Wars was awesome. Yeah, that's all I got to play. I got a little of Pikmin a little to play, and it was all right. Pretty good, too. But I'm going to go back later and play that again.
So you plan to get Xbox also?
I have everything pre-ordered already.
Oh, you're ready then. You're set.
I'm done.
You're done. What games are you getting for that system?
For what, Xbox?
Yeah, yeah.
I got Halo. I got NFL Fever. I got Dead or Alive. And I got a couple other games. I got, what was the other ones I ended up getting? Most of them was like Project Gotham Racing and just a couple of things like that.
Have you tried the football game for GameCube?
I didn't play it yet.
You
know, I'm probably gonna. Was it Madden, right over
yeah,
here that
Madden,
they have?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really like Madden. I didn't like it on PlayStation.
Oh,
so,
right.
But that's why I got Fever for Xbox. I'd probably get it before I get the Xbox, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're still here. Q Club. What's your name? Where you from?
Andre Cooper from the Bronx.
So, what do you think of the GameCube and Star Wars so far?
Well, to be honest, I'm just starting right now playing it.
Right now. So, yeah. Okay, all right, you can try it out. I mean,
yeah,
I mean the control for the GameCube, you think it's a little weird, comfortable, what? Your reaction so far?
With the what?
The control for the GameCube.
No, I don't think it's weird, no.
I mean, if it's well designed, if it's comfortable, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it's comfortable, yeah.
So, are you planning to get the GameCube with this game or Star
yeah.
Wars?
What?
Are you planning to get this game, Star Wars, and GameCube?
Maybe.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see, he's gonna try out right now. He's gonna try out, putting his name right now. he's trying.
Yeah,
but we're live over here, and yeah, so we're gonna get some reaction, people reacting to so far and everything. Let's see. We'll be right back. We're live over here in the Cube Club. What's your name? Where you from?
Sean, and I'm from the Manhattan.
Right, so what do you think of Smash Brothers for the GameCube?
I think it's gonna be the best game ever. Yeah, it'll be the best game ever.
So, what kind of games do you think you're going to get for the GameCube, if you get a GameCube, before Smash Bros.?
I'm getting Luigi's Mansion, Wave Race, Monkey Ball, and Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3.
Have you tried Star Wars?
Yeah.
So what do you think of Star Wars?
I like it a lot, but I don't want to buy it, because my friend's getting it. I just don't buy flight games mostly.
So what do you think of other systems that's coming out next week? Xbox, what do you think of that?
I think it's a really good piece of hardware. It doesn't appeal to me because all I want is Halo right now and Dead or Alive 3. Those are the only two games.
Right.
I don't see many games coming out for a while that I want.
Thanks a lot, man.
Back on the scene.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
Thanks to the brand new sponsor for this week on Gamertag Radio, Sennheiser. They're promoting the headset Game Zero. This is designed to be the most comfortable and best-sounding close professional headset on the market. Doesn't matter what type of game you play. It also has an automatic microphone mute, noise-canceling microphone, clear communication, comfortable leather ear pads, which is super important to me. The thing that I hate the most when I play with, you know, using different headsets, is that after a while, my ears start to bother me, man. It's like, what's up with this? Like, some of these headsets not designed pretty well and everything, but this one has some leather ear pads, which after a while, it still will be comfortable. So that's really, really cool. It has crystal clear communication, which means the professional microphone on Game Zero gaming headset is in class of its own. It provides high-end noise cancellation, so you could chat to fellow players with crystal clear sound. This also has a carrying case to ensure that your headset doesn't get scratched. If you know you want to take it to a LAN party event, everything, you could bring it on with your little little bag and everything. And this carry case is pretty cool. You know, once I got this a couple years ago during Michael Pachter's party at E3. We received one of these headsets. So mine's just still around here somewhere. And I really love the carrying case. It was really comfortable and everything. So I like it. I enjoyed it. But hopefully in the future, Sennheiser is going to send us a couple copies of these headsets. We're going to talk about it more on the show and everything. And never know, maybe some giveaway in the future. We'll see. But Go right now to Sennheiser.com and search for Game Zero. There's more information about the headsets. There's also video. You can check out the design, everything. And so, yeah, go right now to Sennheiser.com and search for the headset Game Zero. That's Sennheiser.com.
Back on the scene. This is Gamertag Radio.
We live up being in a Q Club. We got my man right here from the Xbox Unleashed. What's your name, man?
Marvin.
Yo, what's going on, kid? Ever since Xbox Unleashed, what happened? What's going on?
I've been waiting for my Xbox to come in the mail.
Oh, yeah, mine too. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Oh, we got a fan right here, man. What's your name? Where you from?
Tennyson. I'm from New Rochelle.
So what do you think of the GameCube, man?
I think it's going to be the best system out there, though.
You think it's going to be better than a PS2 and Xbox? Well, and why?
Yeah, probably, but PS2's got a year head start, so really do much.
What games are you looking for on the GameCube?
Star Fox, Star Wars, Mario, Zelda, pretty much the classics everyone else is looking for.
You haven't played the demos up in the stores for GameCube?
Yeah, I work at the store. I work at the TR, the Toys R Us, and
White. Right, what games do they have over there for available for demo?
They have we have Wave Race, we have Luigi's Mansion, and we have Star Wars. I was disappointed at first because it was too cartoon. I saw the videos, though. I saw the video. I was impressed, and I'm waiting for it now because it's beautiful now. It looks beautiful.
Nintendo's making a lot of changes. Like Metroid also, they're making a lot of changes, you know. Yeah. You think it's a good thing that changing certain games and stuff?
It may or may not be a good idea, but they got to try something new. Because they said that if they stayed with the way they were, they would have stagnated and everyone else would have copied them, and then that would have been crap.
True.
Yeah, so they got to change. They got to keep changing.
Let's see what else. Who else is over here? Oh, you want to get an interview? What's up? My man, why are you going to get an interview? What's your name? Where are you from, man?
Wes, Uptown.
So what games are you waiting for? GameCube?
Star Fox, Dinosaur Planet.
You've been talking about Star Fox for a long time. Have you played any other game for GameCube yet?
Nah,
trying out demo-wise?
Nah, just got that little
CD, previous CD.
Yeah.
Well, what's your name and where you from?
I'm John, and I'm from Union, New Jersey.
What about you?
Sean, from the same.
Same? So what do you think of the GameCube, man?
I think it's pretty cool.
You haven't tried any games for the GameCube yet?
I played Rogue Squadron for like 5 minutes at Toys R Us.
I haven't seen that game. How's the game?
It looks like the movie.
Soundtrack crazy too and everything?
It was Toys R Us. I couldn't hear it.
Oh my god. But inside we're gonna try it out. Any other games you expecting to play tonight?
I want to see Pikmin.
I heard it's a good strategy game or something. Is it a strategy game?
Yeah, it's a strategy game, but it's made by Miyamoto, so it's going to be good.
Oh, very creative, then. You know how it is.
He's the gaming god.
True. So what do you think of GameCube and Xbox coming out next week? Which system you think you're going to pick up, if you're picking any system or not?
Well, I'm going to get GameCube because I don't need a DVD player, and because I already have one, and it's $200, and I like the 4-player better than the Xbox.
All right, any last words you want to say to the fans out there that haven't tried on GameCube? No?
No.
All right, no comment. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, well, so far what I'm noticing is I'm getting bad reactions on the GameCube thing, saying that it's kind of boring. I mean, if I compare, I was at an Xbox thing, and I Unleashed was just excitement, pure excitement. It was just fun, adrenaline pumping.
This is not.
All right, man, so what's the reaction now that you're out of the Q Club?
Right now, I think the GameCube is terribly horrible. I think that they couldn't have... Again,
I mean, no. They got some good games, man.
They do have some good games. But then again,
for launch,
you know, for launch-wise, Pikmin. What the hell is Pikmin, you know? It makes no sense. That video game makes no sense.
Well, you like, what games do you like so far? Man?
Well, one game I seen, a couple of games I seen, you know, was Star Wars. What was the other one?
Smash Brothers.
Eternal Darkness. That was kind of hot.
Eternal Darkness was hot?
Super Smash Brothers.
Super Monkey Ball, man.
Super Monkey Ball, too.
Top of the list right now.
That's because Sega made that, you know. And Nintendo, this is Nintendo GameCube.
Yo, I am not feeling Luigi Mansion, son.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, so let's go and some answer some questions. I love fan mail, so let's do it right now. And it's time for fan mail.
Fan mail at gamertagradio.com.
Hey, what's up, Gamertag? What's going on, Danny? What's going on, Paris? And shout out to you, Pete. What's going on, brothers? I hope all is well. This is just a personal message for you guys. I just wanted to let y'all know that, you know, I just reflected a little bit on the number a podcast that you guys have done, and it is astonishing. I mean, I sit back and I'm like, God, this is absolutely amazing. Danny, your dedication to this gaming culture, brother, it seems like it has no bounds, brother. Like, it's limitless. And I just really appreciate your hard work and dedication, as well as Pete's and Paris's. You know, you guys are always on. Y'all rarely miss any time recording the podcast, except for the holidays. And y'all just work so hard. And I truly, truly, just as a fan of you guys, want y'all to know how much I really appreciate the hard work, the dedication, giving your listeners a platform to actually interact and talk to you guys. It's just wonderful. Just wanted to say that. Just keep up the great work, guys. And like I said, thank y'all for the very hard work and the endless, endless hours of work that you guys put into the show. Danny, I am sorry about your 2 terabyte hard drive, brother. Hopefully you'll be able to recover some of that stuff, because I know it's golden. It's platinum at this point. But I'm rambling way too long now, guys. But once again, truly, truly, I thank you guys for the very, very hard work and the great content. Bye-bye.
All right, so this is the first question. This is from Justin, and he wrote, "Hey, crew. New fan of Gamertag Radio. I love the diversity in your backgrounds, your gaming platforms. Hell, this is my first time ever sending fan mail to anything. So thanks a lot, Justin. That means a lot to us, man. Anyway, I saw Danny tweeted about hip-hop a few days ago, and I was super surprised. And he said this to himself. These guys are into things other than gaming. They're humans too. Then this got me thinking. And here's my question. Where's the influence of hip-hop in gaming nowadays? We had hip-hop games in the past, like Def Jam series, you know, Fight for New York, Vendetta, and so on. B-Boy and Jet Set Radio. The only hip-hop influenced gaming franchise nowadays that I think of is 2K franchise. Some other questions to think about. What does the ultimate hip-hop gaming experience would look like? Which AAA titles have hip-hop influence? Keep up the great work. All right, Justin, thanks a lot. Man, that's a great question, man. See, a lot of people don't know my history, you know, of my background from back in the day. So before this whole gaming podcast and internet radio, when I used to do that back in the days, I used to be a hip-hop promoter, which I highly recommend for you to watch The Messengers, a podcast documentary. And there it talks about a little bit about my background and so on. So I was one of like the biggest hip hop promoters in Miami. You know, I was a kid. Sometimes I was just doing that stuff, you know, out of love. I didn't know what I was doing. You know, a lot of these labels also took advantage of us because we were like young and they were just giving us free CDs and stuff like that, you know, while they were getting paid. So, you know, I learned a lot about that too. And, you know, I was very involved with that. Also, I was part of this newspaper that we launched back in the 90s, a free hip-hop newspaper that's called The Cypher. Right now, one of my friends, that he was also part of the crew of The Cypher, he released a book called The Cypher, a Miami hip-hop history from 1995 to 1999. I know they have this available right now at Amazon. They talked a lot about me when I used to promote back in the days and when we used to interview all these hip hop artists back then, you know. So fast forward to, you know, 2005, when I launched Gamertag Radio, I was also interviewing a lot of hip hop artists that are also gamers. So, you know, I can mention a lot. Like I met, of course, Tribe Called Quest. I had 5 Dawg on the show. You know, he was promoting the NBA 2K. I can't remember exactly which one, but they were part of the soundtrack. You know, I had Be Real from Cypress Hill. You know, I met Wu-Tang. I had Raekwon on the podcast. Actually, look, I'm not a fan of his music, but I also had Soulja Boy back in the days on the podcast. He's a huge gamer, you know. I could go so on and so on. Crazy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony. I had KRS-One a couple of times. I had De La Soul. Man, the list goes on and on. DJs, DJ Qbert, legendary DJ. I also had DJ Craze here, DJ EFN. Oh my God, there's so many. I could keep on going, but do your research. I have a lot of hip hop artists that were on our podcast and stuff. So actually, back in the days, I almost had Eminem on our podcast, and that never happened because, you know, I was talking to their PR back and forth, and they decided to cut down the interviews, and it was only going to be certain media outlets was going to get interviewing Eminem and stuff. The reason why I wanted to interview Eminem, you know, I heard that he's also a gamer. He loves the original Donkey Kong arcade. So I was like, man, I really want to interview him. So we almost had him on a show. I never really talked about this on the podcast, but we almost had him. Almost had him. So that never happened. But yeah, so now I know right now you mentioned a couple great games, you know, Def Jam series, Just Say Radio, which I totally agree. But there's other games you also forgot. You know, Mark Echo released a game back in the days. I can't remember exactly the name, but they're the soundtrack, hip hop. It was all about graffiti and all, and so on. My cousin, she's married Abstract. His name is Rick, of course. I know him since he was like very young. But he's a well-known graffiti artist here in Miami, Florida. And he was telling me that he knows a lot of like these old school graffiti artists from back in the day. So there was a graffiti artist that used to work for Sega. And yes, he was involved with when they were promoting Just Say Radio and other games. He was the one actually that got a lot of graffiti artists to be part of that game, Just Say Radio. So, you know, there's a lot of behind the scenes stories. Like I have friends that used to work for EA, and they worked on Fight for New York and also Vendetta. They told me some behind the scenes stories, which I'm not allowed to say because this is very private stuff, but about how was it working on these games back then and stuff. So, but you forgot to mention also, you know, Wu-Tang Clan had a game back in the days for the PlayStation. They even had exclusive tracks that was only available on a PlayStation once that game came out back then. So pretty cool. I've never got to play the game, but I heard mixed reviews about it. But the soundtrack, I heard it's amazing, amazing, amazing. Play some other games. Like, let's say you play, I'm thinking of a game here. All right, here's one. I just remember right now, The Division. The Division is based in New York City, so you could walk around and all that stuff. While you're walking around, you're going to see graffiti like on the buildings and stuff. So, you know, this hip-hop influence in every game. Look at DJ Hero, which you never mentioned. It's about the art of DJing. They had a lot of, you know, hip-hop tracks and also other music and stuff. But the cool thing, they had, you know, the pioneers of DJing. You know, in the game, there's tutorials from, like, Grandmaster Flash. He told you how to use the mixer, the turntables, and everything. And there's videos online you could go on, you know, on YouTube where he's excited, you know, because there's a lot of young kids that probably never even heard of Grandmaster Flash. So by Activision doing this, man, that's awesome, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of young kids that don't know the history, man. That's why I really wanted to release this audio, you know, because everybody's probably thinking about what's going on now, but it's important to know what happened in the past, you know. A couple months ago, I interviewed Nolan Bushnell, you know, one of the founders of Atari. This guy is a millionaire, you know, but he was on our show and I thanked him. You know, I thanked him because, you know, my grandmother bought me an Atari 2600 and that completely changed my life. That he's basically the reason why I'm here. You know, podcasting, I became a gamer back then, you know, then I got the Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Game Boy and so on. But it's good to give back. And I want people to learn about the history, not only when it comes to hip hop, but also, you know, gaming and anything in life. It's important. You know, it's good to learn the stuff that people that contribute back in the days. Also, how that could help us now in 2017, going to 2018 and so on. So let's learn from their mistakes from back then, too. Let's make it better. And at the same time, let's contribute and make something unique and cool that's going to help the industry overall. I'll mention this, you know, back then when I started recording this on internet radio, I wasn't thinking about getting awards or, you know, getting signed to CBS and all that stuff. Like, we weren't even thinking about that. I wasn't even thinking about traveling and all that stuff getting free games from all these gaming companies. I just did it because I love gaming so much, and I learned a lot from the hip hop scene back in the days. That's why I did it, you know. And look now, 16 years later, I'm still doing this, having the right people with me. You know, P and Paris are like my brothers, you know, and that's why I decided to do this special episode, man, to release these content. And we go from there, you know. I just want to get feedback from you guys. If you guys love this, you know, I'll try my best to release other audio content that we never released or probably got released back in the days, but we never talked about it. It's good to do that. Go back and, you know, do like roundtable discussions, you know. So, yeah. So there you have it, man. There's a lot of video games that that's hip-hop influenced. And I know you mentioned what would be like the ultimate hip-hop gaming experience. And honestly, you know, there's this game that's coming out for the Nintendo Switch. This is from an indie developer. It's a b-boy game. It's called Floor Kids. I'm very excited to play that game because, like you said, there's not really no video game / hip-hop game right now that is good. It looks very interesting. You know, it's all about b-boying, battling it out with others, and so on. So I'm definitely curious about this. And at the same time, it's on the Nintendo Switch. It's on the go. I could play this, you know, on the go. I could play this on my, I could play the game on my TV and so on. So I'm very excited. And the soundtrack looks, it sounds pretty cool, man. You know, I followed the person that worked on the soundtrack on Twitter. And, you know, he follows, you know, DJ Shadow, which is one of my favorite DJs of all time. Great, great dude. I met him a couple years ago at E3. And yeah, I'm excited. So make sure to check out that game, Floor Kids. Look it up on YouTube. And is it good? I don't know yet because I don't have the game, but it looks very interesting, you know. And it's good to see still to this day developers releasing games as hip-hop influence. I think it's very, very cool. Awesome. Very, very cool. So yeah, we're going to wrap it up right here. You know, sorry that I talk so much. Oh my God. When I get into something, I talk like crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, but hopefully in the next episode, we're going to have Paris. He's going to be podcasting because, you know, this weekend I'm heading out to Orlando. I got to celebrate my niece's birthday. So we're going to Disney, hang out and stuff with the family. So I'm going to be doing that. He's also going to be kind of busy over the weekend. So Paris is doing the podcast solo. And I think it's very important for him to record this, the next episode, because the whole situation that was going on with Destiny. You know, Bungie was supposed to do a live stream and it got canceled. They decided to do a blog post. So I want Paris to talk about that, you know. And if you guys have any questions about that stuff, right after you read the blog post, make sure to send it in and start a conversation with Paris, you know, about that. So I think it's going to be a great, great episode. So tune in. Head over to GamerTagRadio.com. Also, you could go to our Discord. Make sure to join our Discord. It's totally free. I believe we have now over 441 members now. So if you want to join, it's super easy. You could do this through your phone. You could download the app. You could also download the app through a PC, Mac, and so on. Discord. That's discord.gg/GTR. That's discord.gg/GTR. Go right now, join. Now, another thing I want to mention, you know, I've been promoting this for weeks now on like the intro of our Gamertag Radio episodes and stuff. So for the first time, we're doing a live recording at PodFest. This is going to happen in Orlando, Florida. This is the 13th anniversary of celebration of Gamertag Radio. This is a free event to attend our live recording, and I would love to see you there. All every Gamertag Radio listeners out there worldwide, if you decide to fly to Orlando, we're planning to do this live, and it's our first time doing it. So first time in 13 years. So I'm very, very excited about that. P is going to be there. Paris is going to be there, and we need your support. I want to show people that we have a strong community. We don't play around. When we have an event, our community members, they're there. So go right now. Go to podfest.us. They're going to post the schedule there, all the updates. But It's going to be February 9th, 2018. We plan to start at 6 p.m. And once we finish the event, we're probably going to go to the bar, hang out, just hang out with our community members, man. So if you live local, if you plan to travel to Orlando to hang out with us, please attend the event. This is going to happen during PodFest Multimedia Expo in Orlando, Florida. So go right now for more information. Go to podfest.us. Hopefully to see you there. All right. And until next time, we're out. Peace. Take care, y'all. Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio episode 719. Until next time. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Gamertag Radio is on radio.com.
You can now watch Gamertag Radio live on Twitch.
Get all the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Don't miss the crew record the podcast live Sundays, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Wednesdays, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get involved with the conversation, send us questions, and be part of the show.
Gamertag Radio.
Follow us, twitch.tv/Gamertag Radio.